Hello learners, welcome to National Institute of Open Schooling. And today we will be covering the third chapter in your syllabus, that is Reading with Understanding. Reading is to mind what exercise is to body. Reading is not a straightforward process of lifting the words off the page. It is a complex process of problem solving in which the reader works to make sense of a text, not just from the words and sentences on the page, but also from the ideas, memories, and knowledge evoked by those words and sentences. Learners, let's go through the analysis of the text. Salumarda Thimakka, popularly known as Alada Marda Thimakka, is an Indian environmentalist from Karnataka. And she is popularly recognized for planting and tending to 385 banyan trees along a 4-kilometer highway stretch between Halikal and Kuddur village near her husband's hometown in Tumakuru district. Thimakka was born in Gubbi Taluk, Tumakuru district in Karnataka. She was married to Chikaya, a native of Halikal village in the Magadi Taluk of Ramnagar district in Karnataka. The couple could not have children. She reportedly wanted to commit suicide in her 40s as she could not conceive. But with the support of her husband, she found solace in planting trees. The couple worked in the fields during the day, planted trees and cared for them. From 10 plants in the first year, they kept planting more saplings in the later years, sometimes also bringing water from over 4 kilometers for their plants. Thimakka received no formal education and worked as a casual laborer in a nearby quarry. She used her meager resources for planting these trees. Her name, Salumarda, which means row of trees in the Kannada language, is how she was referred to because of her work. The saplings were planted mostly during monsoon season so that sufficient rainwater would be available for them to grow. By the onset of the next monsoons, the saplings had invariably taken root. In total, 384 trees were planted and their asset value has been assessed at around 1.5 million rupees. The management of these trees have now been taken over by the government of Karnataka. Thimakka, popularly known as the mother of 400 banyan trees, had met Karnataka CM H.D. Kumaraswamy and his deputy G. Parmeshwar at Bangalore to request them not to chop trees planted by her between Kuddur and Halikal village. Fortunately, the chief minister responded positively and assured her that the road widening project near Bengaluru will go under investigation. He also said that the concerned department will be alerted about the issue and the road alignment will be changed if necessary to save the trees. Her work has been honored with the National Citizens Award of India. In 2019, Thimakka, who has earned the title of Vriksh Mate for planting thousands of trees in Karnataka, won Padma Shri Award from the President of India. 33 years younger to Thimakka, Ramnath Kovind, the President, asked her to look at the camera. Thimakka touched his forehead to bless him. This move brought a smile on the faces of the President, Prime Minister and all the guests who burst into rapturous applause for her. After receiving her award, she planted a sapling at the Rashtrapati Bhavan. For planting 8,000 trees in 80 years, she became the oldest person to achieve a position and feature on the list. She lives a normal life, but she's not an ordinary woman. Thimakka says that her home is flooded with certificates, cups and garlands and fame, but she still lives in poverty. She says People and organizations honor her with various awards, but nobody gives her money. Thimaka represents the resilience and determination and perseverance of the ordinary women in our country. May her example and that of each Padma awardee inspire us to greater heights. Her story is of grit and determination. Learners, what lesson have you learned from this passage? Learners, you must remember, just like human beings, plants, trees also have a life and they need to be cared for and nurtured for. One of the reasons for Thimaka's longevity is her connection with nature. Thimaka's age is more than 100 years, but her passion for nature and the environment is just beyond words. All trees are pretty, majestic and wonderful to look at, and their importance stems far beyond. The value and purpose of trees is enormous, and their existence is vital for our survival. Learners, remember, when you plant a tree, you just not plant a sapling, but hope. We have learned it the hard way that trees are extremely important for our survival. Learners, let's go through the important points in the text. Thimaka was a poor woman who found time to plant trees on the highway and look after them as if they were her own children, thereby making her life purposeful and rendering service to the community and to the environment in general. Thank you.